I'd like to mention what is, or ask the question, what were the motives of Peter to write this? He said, I'm an elder, I've witnessed the sufferings of Christ, and also partaker of his glory. My question is, to what extent are we believers, so many thousand years later, after the cross, partakers of the suffering of Christ? And I couldn't help but to turn to a verse in Galatians, when the brethren were mentioned this, and I like to read Galatians chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 1. Where the Apostle Paul writes to that assembly, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been openly set forth, crucified amongst you. Have you ever tried to enter into that verse? These believers of creations, they were not there in Jerusalem, and they were not present at the crucifixion. But they had a teaching and a revelation from the Apostle Paul through the Holy Spirit, and the sufferings, the crucifixion of Christ was set before them in a very real way. Not that they physically experienced to be at the cross, but spiritually, inwardly, they knew that that man, Christ Jesus, suffered for me and died for me. And this is something we as believers have to enter into it. When we think of the cross of Christ, you see there are two things. You see there his intense suffering. You see his death, ultimately. But what do you see also? The reality of what I am. I had to hang on that cross. I was condemned before God. And now the gospel came to us, and we have believed. Beloved, sometimes we say, though, there are a lot of conversions. But let these conversions be worked by the Spirit of God, that the soul has seen his lost estate and have seen that the Lord Jesus suffered in my stead. In that way, we also can be witnesses of Christ's sufferings, because he went for me to the cross, like we have sung in our hymn when we started this meeting. The glory, partakers of the glory, but Peter says partakers of the glory to come. Glory is waiting for us, and the glory is to come. The cross has secured that wonderful truth that we one day will enter into that glory. As Peter experienced that glory when he was with the Lord on the mountain, and then he could hear the voice of God, this is my beloved son, hear him. Wonderful experience. Beloved, in order to be shepherds, an elder, not an ordained elder, an older person. That is what Peter means. I've been in years, I've experienced the cross. I will be partakers of the glory, of the glory. In that sense, we are all elders. because we have a relationship with the Savior. That brings us to the practical aspect of being shepherds. And we cannot learn enough of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I think one brother made reference to the character of the shepherd in Ezekiel chapter 34. How wonderful it is portrayed there for Israel, that future remnant, and that he will seek out his own, and that he will shepherd them, and that he will bring them into that land which is promised for them. That is a wonderful truth. Have we seen the difference between the flock of Israel and the flock today? What is the flock today? Made out of these two groups of people. The believing Jew, the believing Gentile, making out of the two one new man who have seen the Lord in the Spirit on the cross and see the Lord Jesus in glory at this time.